From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Tuesday is a national day of mourning across Iran after thousands were made homeless and spent a second night in the open following Sunday's major earthquake and ensuing aftershocks. The quake left more than 400 dead and thousands injured. The 7.3 magnitude trembler jolted the western province of Kermanshah, bordering Iraq, the hardest hit of some 14 Iranian provinces affected. Amina Mohammed said she and her family fled their collapsing home in the Iraqi town of Darbanakan. The quake was centered near the town of Halabja in Iraq's northern Kurdistan region and felt in Turkey and Israel. It made skyscrapers sway in Dubai. The quake heavily damaged villages and caused landslides that hindered rescue efforts. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan offered both his condolences and promises of aid to the victims. The Iranian Red Crescent estimates 70,000 people are in need of emergency shelter. The region sits astride major fault lines and is prone to tremors. A 2003 quake southeast of Tehran left tens of thousands dead. Zimbabwe's top general has warned the military will not hesitate to step in to end purges targeting former liberation warfighters in President Robert Mugabe's government. The statement by General Constantino Chiwenga came a week after the ZANU-PF party stripped Emmerson Mnangagwa, a former liberation fighter, of his post as vice president. Mnangagwa's removal appeared to clear the way for Mr. Mugabe's wife, Grace, to succeed the 93-year-old leader. Grace Mugabe is expected to be named vice president at a party meeting next month. This is VOA News.